Well, good morning. It is November 4th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in 2 Kings chapter 17, Titus chapter 3. We're actually going to finish that book today, so that's a good thing. Titus chapter 3, Hosea chapter 10, and then Psalm 129 to 131. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Kings chapter 17. If I can find my place. Second Kings 17, in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea, the son of Elah, became king over Israel and Samaria and reigned 9 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, only not as the kings of Israel who were before him. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against him, and Hoshea became his servant and paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, who had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and had offered no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. And so the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. And the king of Assyria invaded the whole land and went up to Samaria and besieged it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, king of Assyria, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and carried Israel away into exile to Assyria and settled them in Hala and Habor on the rivers of Gozan in the city of the Mede. Now, this came about because the sons of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up from the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods and walked in the customs of the nations whom the Lord had driven out before the sons of Israel, and in the customs of the kings of Israel, which they had introduced. The sons of Israel did things secretly which were not right against the Lord their God. Moreover, they built for themselves high places in all of their towns, from watchtower to fortified city. They set from themselves sacred pillars and asherim on every high hill and under every green tree, and there they burned incense on the high places as the nations did, which the Lord had carried away to exile before them, and they did evil things, provoking the Lord. They served idols, concerning which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." And yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah through all his prophets and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil way and keep my commandments, my statutes, according to the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you through my servant the prophets." However, they did not listen, but stiffened their neck like their fathers, who did not believe in the Lord their God. They rejected his statutes and his covenant, which he made with their fathers, and his warnings with which he warned them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the nations which surrounded them, concerning which the Lord had commanded them not to do like them. And they forsook all the commandments of the Lord their God and made for themselves molten images, even two calves, and made an Asherah and worshipped all the host of the heaven and served Baal. Then they made their sons and their daughters pass through the fire and practice divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him. And so the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his sight. None was left except the tribe of Judah. Also, Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the customs which Israel had introduced. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel and afflicted them and gave them into the hand of plunderers until he had cast them out of his sight. When he had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel away from following the Lord and made them commit a great sin. The sons of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did, and they did not depart from them, until the Lord removed Israel from his sight, as he spoke through all of his servants, the prophets. And so Israel was carried away into exile from their own land to Assyria until this day. The king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Kuta and from Ava and from Hamath and from Seravayim and settled them in the cities of Samaria in the place of the sons of Israel. And so they possessed Samaria and lived in its cities. at the beginning of their living there, they did not fear the Lord, and therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. And so they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations whom you have carried away into exile in the cities of Samaria, they do not know the customs of the God of the land. And he has sent lions among them. And behold, they kill them because they do not know the custom of the God of the land." Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, "Take there one of the priests whom you carried away into exile, and let him go and live there, and let him teach them the customs of the God of the land." And so one of the priests whom they had carried away into exile from Samaria came and lived at Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord. But every nation still made gods of its own and put them in the houses of the high places which the people of Samaria had made, every nation in their cities in which they lived. And the men of Babylon made Sukkoth, Benoth, the men of Kuth made Nergal, the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Saravites burned their children in the fire to Adrammelech and Adammelech, the gods of Saravaim. And they also feared the Lord and appointed from among themselves priests of the high places who acted for them in the houses of the high places. And they feared the Lord and served their own gods according to the custom of the nations from among them, from among whom they had been carried away into exile. To this day, they do according to their earlier customs. And they do not fear the Lord, nor do they follow their statutes or the ordinances of their law or the commandments which the Lord commanded the sons of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and commanded them, saying, "You shall not fear other gods, nor bow down yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord, who brought you up from the land of Egypt with great power and with an outstretched arm, him you shall fear, and to him you shall bow yourself down, and to him you shall sacrifice. The statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandments which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forever, and you shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods, but the Lord your God you shall fear, and he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies." However, they did not listen, but they did according to their earlier custom. And so while these nations feared the Lord, they also served idols, their children likewise, and their grandchildren, as their fathers did, so they do to this day. That was 2 Kings chapter 17. Let's move on over to Titus. The book of Titus. I'm going to finish that book, last chapter. Titus chapter 3. "Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed, to malign no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing every consideration for all men. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men, but avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and dispute about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. And reject a factious man after a first and second warning, knowing that such a man is perverted, is sinning, being self-condemned. When I sent Artemas or Tychicus to you, make every effort to come to me at Nicopolis, for I decided to spend the winter there. Diligently help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way, so that nothing is lacking for them. Our people must also learn to engage in good deeds, to meet pressing needs, so that they will not be unfruitful. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you." That was our second read-through of the book of Titus. We just finished another book of scripture. That's great. And so we will look forward to picking up in the one chapter book of Philemon tomorrow. Let's move on over to Hosea. Hosea chapter 10, Hosea chapter 10 today. Hosea chapter 10. Israel is a luxuriant vine. He produces fruit for himself. The more his fruit, the more altars he made. The richer his land, the better he made the sacred pillars. Their heart is faithless. Now they must bear their guilt. And the Lord will break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. Surely now they will say, "We have no king, for we do not revere the Lord. As for the king, what can he do for us?" They speak mere words. With worthless oaths they made covenants, and judgment sprouts like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria will fear for the calf of Beth-Aven. Indeed, its people will mourn for it, and its idolatrous priests will cry out over it, over its glory, since it has departed from it. The thing itself will be carried to Assyria as tribute to King Jareb. Ephraim will be seized with shame, and Israel will be shamed of its own counsel. Samaria will be cut off with her king like a stick on the surface of the water, also the high places of the Aven. The sin of Israel will be destroyed. Thorn and thistle will grow on their altars, and then they will say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." For the days of Gibeah you have sinned, O Israel. There they stand. Will not the battle against the sons of iniquity overtake them in Gibeah? When it is my desire, I will chastise them, and the people will be gathered against them when they are bound for their double guilt. Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to thresh, but I will come over her fair neck with a yoke. I will harness Ephraim. Judah will plow. Jacob will harrow for himself, and sow with a view to righteousness. Reap in accordance with kindness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped injustice. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you have trusted in your way, in your numerous warriors. And therefore a tumult will arise among your people, and all your fortresses will be destroyed. As Salmon destroyed Beth Arbel on the day of battle, when mothers were dashed in pieces with their children, thus it will be done to you at Bethel because of your great wickedness. At dawn, the king of Israel will be completely cut off. That was Hosea chapter 10. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to pick up in Psalm 129. Psalm 129, we're going to read Psalm 129 to 131. Psalm 129 to 131. Psalm 129, a song of ascents. Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, and yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They lengthen their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in two the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turn backwards. Let them be like grass upon the housetops, which wither before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, or the binder of sheaves his bosom. Nor do those who pass by say, "The blessing of the Lord be upon you." We bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalm 130, a song of ascents. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ear be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all of his iniquities. Psalm 131, a song of ascents of David. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Well, amen. That was our reading for November 4th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Thanks again. Stick with it. Again, we are less than 2 months away from finishing up, and so finish strong and plan on joining me again next year. So let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. Lord, I thank you for just the blessing of being able to be in your word each and every day. I pray, God, that you would just use this word, use it in our hearts and lives to convict us and grow us and guide us, Lord. I pray that for myself. I pray that for each one of my brothers and sisters. We love you, Lord, and just give us a good day in you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.